What should these numbers be?
Well, it depends on who you ask. I believe, based on the data that I have the most faith in, that it's probably around 10 to 20%. Let's say 15% is an average for a 2-plus rate. And certainly, that's a number that comes out of a lot of expert academic laboratories repeatedly is roughly correct. You will see that range of 2-plus, frequency of 2-plus results coming out of even commercial laboratories that vary from 10% to 60%. And in fact, I'll never forget, there was a 2005 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium that had two posters next to each other. One poster was from an academic laboratory, and it was about 2,000 patients. One was from a large commercial laboratory, and it was about 10,000 patients. And the algorithm was for 2-plus immunohistochemistry, which the initial screening was always based on, would always go to FISH. Well, the academic laboratory, it was 15%. So 15% of those patients went on to FISH, and about 30% were positive, and you can figure out the economics of that. In the commercial laboratory, 60% were 2-plus positive. All of those went to FISH, and you can figure out the economic implications of those. In the 60%, a far smaller proportion actually ended up being amplified by follow-up FISH. When you have a 2-plus rate of around 15%, I think if you see somewhere between 30 to 50% that come back amplified, often borderline, but about amplified, you're probably doing it relatively right based on those criteria.